deal gets done. I'm Ted Lindner, Fox News. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson with the details on a budget deal that's been reached to avoid a government shutdown that could have happened later this month.
Congressional leaders say they have reached an agreement on a top-line budget that keeps the government funding for 2024. Again, these are just top-line numbers. This is not a final deal yet and does not include the supplemental bill that would strengthen the southern border and provide money for Israel and Ukraine. This bill will likely face opposition from conservatives in the House.
Now, the nearly $1.6 trillion includes $886 billion for defense and $704 billion for non-defense. Criticism continues to be leveled at Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin for not telling the White House he was hospitalized last week.
Secretary Austin has been hospitalized following complications after an elective surgery. However, the White House, National Security Council, and Congress were never told he was in the hospital. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Langford said on Fox News Sunday, what Austin did say is actually worse.
We're at a time of a lot of turmoil internationally, and suddenly have the Secretary of Defense, more than just a matter of wasn't there, actually sent over false information saying I'm working from home when he's not actually available at all. That's a whole different issue.
Austin released a statement Saturday claiming responsibility for his failure to tell the president where he was. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Fox News confirming Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks, who was also on a previously scheduled vacation in Puerto Rico, was not told that the secretary was hospitalized until Thursday. And a 28-year-old man and four young children have died in a house fire near the community of Matthias, West Virginia. One woman was able to escape the fire, taken to the hospital. The children ranged in age from 1 to 5. The cause of that fire ruled undetermined due to extensive structural damage. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on a trip through the Middle East trying to prevent the expansion of the Israel-Hamas war. At a news conference in Qatar, he called for compassion for Palestinian civilians.
We have been intensely focused on working to prevent the conflict from spreading. And that is indeed a major focus of what is now my fourth visit to the region since October 7th.
Blinken also assured Arab leaders on Sunday Washington opposes the forcible displacement of Palestinians from Gaza. Most of Gaza's residents already have been displaced by the conflict. A major winter storm dumping snow in parts of the Northeast this weekend and now creating concerns tonight about nighttime refreeze. Fox Weather's Katie Byrne in Manchester, New Hampshire, with more.
The priorities now for us in New England and really in New Hampshire where we are is trying to make sure these roads are cleared of snow and the roads and sidewalks are less slippery. So New Hampshire's Department of Transportation, they've got about 300 trucks at least clearing snow and salting the roads tonight. We're starting to see pavement, which is good, even though snow still coming down at times, but we know things were slippery out there for a while because state police responded to more than 100 weather-related incidents, many of those incidents being people spinning out on the roads in their cars. But despite all of the challenges the storm has brought, some people have been hoping for this and praying for it because it's been a while since we've had a storm like this that brought a good amount of snow.
And tonight is the 81st annual Golden Globe Awards happening in Beverly Hills, California, where stars of the past year's most popular TV and movies have gathered at an event that effectively kicks off the 2024 Hollywood Awards season. Among some of the winners so far, Barbie wins cinematic and box office achievement. Beef won the Best Limited Series, Anthology Series, or a Motion Picture Made for Television. And The Bear won the Best Television Series, Musical, or Comedy. The full results of all of the winners will be up at foxnews.com. I'm Ted Lindner. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.